I would love for you to join in this conversation. The number to do so is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX. 833-563-2539. You can also tweet in at Joe and Alex Show. This is for Thanksgiving, but I would say it's for any holiday thing. Thanksgiving, Christmas, any holiday that you might celebrate, or just anytime you're getting people together normally that you wouldn't have them over. Like, I want to have, we couldn't do Friendsgiving, it's too late, but I want to have some kind of a game night with our, you know, our Radio Now staff. Coming up in...
Gosh, whatever day that you decide to do that, I think I'm busy.
Oh, it's cool. I was going to invite everybody except for you. So
I love game night.
Alex is so damn picky with everything. She's like, well, I can't play that game. I'm like, why? Like, that's got nothing to do with food. She's like, oh, well, I can't play it.
Monopoly, The Game of Life, and Apples to Apples, plus Cards Against Humanity. Those are all my favorite games.
I have catchphrase. I've got the entire Cards Against Humanity pack, so I could totally have you over to play that. But since you can't make it, oh well. I don't know what we're going to do. I'm going to have to cancel it. Here's some things, though. The top things we do before our guests arrive. And if you have any suggestions to this, like some tips and tricks, I would appreciate it. Because I want to have everybody over, but I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. They say, obviously, we all clean our house. That's the number one thing. Do you guys actually clean it, or you just stuff crap in the closet, though? Because to me, there's a difference.
Deep clean.
You do it, or you hire, like a maid or somebody to do it?
No, I do it. And, you know, get the base of the toilet, collect everything, put that in the pie.
Huh?
What?
Ew, not coming over your house.
I'm just kidding.
She's so picky with food, but she's putting doo-doo in your pie.
I'm just kidding.
They also say when people are coming over, you might actually try to declutter and actually get rid of things. That's what I've been trying to do. I was like decluttering my closet, just figuring out what I can donate. But I always do the wrong things like nobody gives a damn about. Like nobody's going to go into my closet like, wow, Joe's got a lot of clutter in his closet.
Yeah, nobody is wasting their time when you have to meal prep and all that kind of stuff before Thanksgiving by going through their clothing and figuring out what they're donating. I've never heard of one person doing that.
One thing that was really big I saw that you do to get ready when people are coming over, which I wish more people would do when I'm coming over. And I'm gonna get made fun of. I don't care. When people come to your house, I don't understand people that don't have air freshener in their bathroom. Like, how do you not have something to spray after people are done?
Yeah,
you gotta
care
get business?
That poopery ready, set, go.
No, see, I've tried the poopery you recommended. It's not that strong.
Yeah, you don't know how to use it because you have to use it before and after. I guarantee you didn't read the directions.
See, that's too much work. Just give me something to spray in the air. I don't care if it's ruining the ozone or gives me like a temporary high. Give me something. You know what? Febreze pretty much kills everything.
The number one thing I think that people don't realize is such a great tip and money saver is you go under, sift through your couch cushions, you get a bunch of crumbs that you've left behind, the bigger size ones, you put them in a pretty bowl, Thanksgiving themed bowl on your coffee table, and that right there is a homemade snack. You don't have to go out and buy anything.
You should do what I do before people come over for Thanksgiving, because that's nasty. And since I've bartended...
Yeah, you're a disgusting person.
Since I've bartended for 5 years at Applebee's, I like to make drinks and concoctions. So, you know, when we're all cooking before people come over, get a little sippy-sippy.
You know what? If I was drunk enough, Alex's food might sound decent.
Guys, I am an amazing chef. Martha Stewart calls me for advice.
What, like, are okay. You like, you probably cook on like the Martha Stewart in prison level.
She's like...
Like, I've got a knife, a shank, and I've got some butter.
She calls me, she's like, Alex, how do you make a checkerboard cookie?
I'm laughing because that was a good impersonation.
I love that you're cracking your own damn self up here. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Chuck.
Chuck, what's up? You sound like a guy that likes to eat Alex's food. What do you think here?
Well, when you were talking about gathering all your stuff up, if you put it into Amazon boxes and put it on your front porch, you can get rid of it and play a prank on people that's raiding porches.
That's not a bad idea. All the crap I don't want, I'll have somebody else take it for me.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, and that way you get rid of it and you don't have it anymore.
Chuck, you're a genius. Like, you're like at least in 2021 right now. At least. You're that far ahead, man. Hey, thank you, dude. You have a good day, Chuck.
You do the same.
All right. You got any extra Amazon boxes? Or you know what I could do? I could pretend that I'm getting you guys all a bunch of Christmas presents and put them in an Amazon box.
Yeah, you listen, you don't need to do that. You know why? Because you already gave me some used junk of yours last year for my Christmas gift.
What are you talking about? I never did that.
Yes, you did.
Excuse you?
You absolutely. First of all, you gave me a gift card that was used that had half of the amount on it that you gave me. And you gave me some gift, something from your surgery. You had had surgery last year.
I had a hip replacement,
A claw grabber that you didn't want from your surgery that you gave me. And that was my gift.
But you wanted it.
I did like it, yes. But that was my gift.
Wow.
So just watch out because Cheapskate Joe will strike again this Christmas.
Pork chop, anything you need?
No.
Maybe Joe will gift you with a pair of his mom's underwear he likes to wear.
They're really nice. I don't think I'll be giving those away again this year.